Read up. Revolution and Socialism.
Most of the governments in Latin America and the Caribbean are more or less in support of socialism. The belief promotes the idea that everyone should have equal access to the wealth and goods produced by the country. Despite this, the Gini Index shows that the region has a wider gap between the rich and the poor than many other regions. Because of this, many leaders are trying to reduce the gap. Cuba took a leading role in establishing a socialist government. Although it gained independence from Spain in 1898, it was under U.S. control for many years. The U.S. controlled the sugar industry, one of their main industries, and gained the right to intervene in Cuba's internal affairs. The presence of the U.S. in Cuba was quite strong until 1959, when Fidel Castro conducted a guerrilla war and swept the pro-American dictator Batista and U.S. capital out of Cuba. This event is known as the Cuban Revolution. Castro, as the country's new dictator, distributed land to poor farmers and eliminated illiteracy. He was also supported by the former Soviet Union. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union secretly began building a nuclear military base in Cuba. The base was equipped with missiles within striking distance of major U.S. cities. This caused the U.S. to prepare for a nuclear war against the Soviets, which is known as the Cuban Missile Crisis. The war was avoided through a compromise. The Soviets agreed to demolish the base in Cuba, and the U.S. promised not to intervene in Cuba. Since then, the U.S. has cut all diplomatic ties with Cuba.